This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Inflation in Turkey is just below a staggering 40%. The newly re-elected president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has for years opposed efforts to fight inflation by raising interest rates, until, maybe, now. He's appointed a new economic team to get price increases under control. Reporter Victoria Craig is based in the capital, Ankara, and joins us. Good morning.
Morning, Sabri.
So let's just zoom out real quick and talk about economic policy in Turkey. Inflation there is insane. It's off the charts. And the newly reelected president has basically so far done literally the opposite of what economics says you should do to fight inflation. Why has that been?
Well, it's because President Erdogan has just always been opposed to higher interest rates. He's said in the past that they cause inflation rather than help it. He's described them as the mother and father of all evil. Over the past 2 years, interest rates have been slashed from 19% to 8.5%. And that is despite soaring inflation that topped out in the fall at 85.5%.
With that in mind, Turkey now has a new central bank governor with some sort of traditional economic credentials. Tell us about her.
Well, her name is Hafize Gaye Erkin. And based on her resume, you can see why the international community is sort of cheering this appointment today. She's a dual Turkish-American citizen. She has a degree in financial engineering and operations research from Princeton. She spent a decade at Goldman Sachs. And most recently, she was the co-CEO of the now failed First Republic Bank for 8 years. She left that job in December 2021.
And Turkey's also got a new finance and treasury minister, Mehmet Şimşek. So with this new team, do we think Turkey's going to start digging its way out of its inflation problem by raising interest rates and, you know, doing what economics would suggest you should be doing?
Well, it certainly feels like that's what's been teed up. And when he took over on Sunday, Şimşek pledged to return Turkey to, quote, rational economic policy. This week, we've already seen part of that new strategy put in place with the lira's more than 7% plunge to more than 23 to the U.S. dollar. It had been artificially held above 20 ahead of the election, and economists still say there's room for it to fall even further. That itself is inflationary, so many expect that interest rate hikes will be very soon to combat both the impact of the currency declines and the already very high inflation levels that we're seeing here.
On the other hand, raising interest rates can be tough politically. How do we know President Erdogan isn't going to just intervene in economic policy like he has in the past to just scrap the whole thing?
We don't know. That's the short answer. The next central bank meeting is in almost exactly 2 weeks. As you mentioned, though, the big question is how much we're going to see interest rates rise and for how long. As we've seen in the past, the president has not been shy about dismissing central bankers and finance chiefs that he disagrees with.
Reporter Victoria Craig has been covering the Turkish election and its aftermath on the ground in Ankara. Victoria, good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Sabri.